One of the things we haven't looked at is how you can create a memory, and that memory can be duplicated or used by other people at some time in the future. So as an example, let's say a barbecue caught fire and you put it out, one shot. There's going to be many other barbecue fires around the world, but now that energy has been created, and it's like a thought form, it's there. So when somebody else sees a fire in a barbecue, they can actually pick up that thought form.
Okay.
The thought form is always there.
Yeah.
It's created, so it's a form of energy. So this is another way of, you've got free will, but we're just helping people along with the free will. They're thinking of the right thing, let's put out the fire, but they haven't got the means to do it.
Yeah.
So we're able to help there to put out the fire, to stop a lot of damage to nature, to people, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Lots of memories like that can be created. Now, where you get disagreements in a boardroom, or where you get arguments in a church, or where you get lectures, all sorts of things, they can all be simply created and used at a later stage. At the moment, they're not really being used because there's nobody, let's just say, experienced to use them. They haven't been introduced into society yet.
Yeah.
Because we want people to use their free will, and they can just then evolve. But now that we're going through this change, it needs to be done as quickly as possible, and we need to get to the end of people's choices of what they chose to believe on this earth. And this is also very useful for that as well.
Yes.
So I have they show me lots of people coming forward, and they're all single people. They're all coming to the end of their lives, and they've got a few little things they need to finish off and so on. And so it's very useful for that. So they want to experience whatever, we can simply take that memory that's been created, and they can feel that, experience that.
Yeah.
Okay, so they can be, they can finish with their lessons on Earth,
okay,
and then cross over.
Yeah.
Good. Now, where this can be used a lot is in hospitals, because hospitals, you've got the same sort of operations over and over again. The problem at the moment is you've got surgeons which are, they're doing what they believe is the right thing, but it's not always the right thing for the patient. It's being done on a, as you know, a chemical level. And that we simply don't want to duplicate.
No.
But where you get somebody going into hospital and healing, or just you sending energy from here, that we will duplicate.
Yeah.
So there's going to be far more of that duplicated in hospitals, and that's going to have far more effect on people, which the doctors will eventually start to understand. That when somebody comes in and does this, or a healing dog, for example, comes in, they know it helps. Because it's just a matter of the more people that they help, the more the dogs are convinced that it does actually work. And then, of course, they're going to be looking into far more effective pharmaceuticals are compared to natural products. So that is very useful. Now, I can see in a hospital at the moment, in an operating room, in the operating room, there's just thousands of different operations stacked up, if you like. And one of the problems there is that people are under anesthetic. So what you've got is their physical body doesn't feel anything, but the rest of their bodies are still there. So the physical body is left out. Because the physical body is asleep, the astral body can travel. And it affects some of the bodies, not all of them. So you've got this mismatch, if you like, of what it does, who it does affect and who it doesn't, or which body affects and which it doesn't. So again, all these will get sorted out much tidier when the time comes. It will start to happen. The energies that have been created through operations which are not ideally suitable for humans, they will simply be removed, and then you'll start to build up just the ones which are natural, and the doctors will feel more, and they have a gut feel more for natural operations or natural healing than medicinal.
Yeah.